Welcome back. This is Shlomo Schwartz. We are learning Masechta Pesachim, and we're in the middle of Perek Hey up to Mishnah Tes. Mishnah starts off continuing discussion of the Karban Pesach. We discussed how they accepted the blood of the Karban Pesach, how it was sacrificed. And now the Mishnah continues and talks about other procedures relating to the remains of the Karban. Ketzat tolin mafshitin. How is the process of suspending or hanging the animal, the body of the animal mafshitin, and taking off the skin, or flaying the skin of the animal? Mishnah says unkloyos shel barzel, metal hooks, hayukvuim baksolim, were placed. And fixed into the walls, uvamudim, and in the pillars. And on these hooks, they were used, shebehen tolen mafshitin, they were used to hang the remainder of the animal, so that it could be tole, it could be suspended there, umafshitin, and they could pull off the skin. V'chomish ein lo makom litlos, if it got crowded, and there was not enough hooks or room for people to be able to have the animals suspended on those hooks so that they can pull off the skin, mafshitin. Maklos takim, they had smooth boards or sticks, chalokim hoyusham. Maklos takim are thin, chalokim are smooth, hoyusham. And what did they do with these smooth boards? Manichin aksefo, and they would place it on their shoulders, about kesef chaveiro. So one end of the board would be on one person's shoulder, the other end on another person's shoulder, the sola, and then they would use that on which to hang the animal, umafshit, and then pull off the skin. Rabbi Eliezer says, Arba Osir Shecholos B'Shabbos. If Erev Pesach came out on Shabbos, then you would not use the board, the smooth board that we just described. Rather, maniach yadoi al kesef chaveroi, one person would place his arm, his hand, on his friend's shoulder, v'yad chavero, and his neighbor, his friend, would put his arm on his shoulder, al ksefo, v'tole umafshit. And then they would find a way to have the animal hang from their hands, as opposed to using the board, the wooden board. The reason why Rabbi Eliezer was against using the wooden board is because of mukta. You're not allowed to be metaltel. It's mukta on Shabbos. Now we know, and we discussed this previously, that there's a concept of, by the Rabbanon to the Beis HaMikdash, we say, ain't shvus b'mikdash. Rabbanon, in general, will not go there, shvusim, in the Beis HaMikdash. So why was Rabbi Eliezer concerned? So the Gemara explains that even Rabbi Eliezer holds Ein Shvus B'Mikdash, that there are no Shvusim or Drabanans practice in the Beis HaMikdash, but that's only where you cannot manage any other way. But if you have an alternative, so therefore it's a Shvus She'ina Tzricha, it's doing a Malacha that is not necessary, there Rabbi Eliezer holds that even in the Beis HaMikdash, a shvus she'ena tzricha would not be permitted. And so therefore, since you can manage without the wooden boards by simply using your arms to extend them, therefore he holds that you cannot use the boards in the Beis HaMikdash. The Chachamim, of course, disagree. And the halach is, the Bar Tanur tells us, the halach is like the Chachamim, the Tanakama, and not Rebbe Eliezer. We continue with Mishnah Yud. Kara'oi, if they tore open the animal, v'hetziu emurav, and they took out the emurim, which are certain fats that were burnt on the altar, on the mizbeach, nesanei b'magis, they took the fats, these fats that are being brought, the emurim, on the mizbeach, and it put them on a magus, is a tray. Viktirin al gabi mizbeach, and they brought it and burnt it on the mizbeach. Now, we mentioned previously that there were three groups in bringing the karbanos, the karban pesach, and the Mishnah described yotzasa kas rishona. The Gemara explains that we are talking about here the case of erev pesach that came out on Shabbos. So therefore, normally after the karban is sacrificed, people would take it to their homes in Yerushalayim. But because they were not able to go that far on Shabbos, they were not. They had to basically stay put in certain areas and then wait till Matzah Shabbos when they were allowed to go home and then take the korbanos with them. They were also not allowed to roast the korban when it's Erev Pesach on comes out on Shabbos, because the tzliya, the roasting of the korban Pesach, is not Docha Shabbos. So they really had to stay put on Shabbos, and then as soon as it was Matzah Shabbos, they were able to take the animal, the portion of the Pesach, home with them, and then roast it and eat the Korban Pesach. So the Mishnah explains, Yotzes Akas Rishono, after the first group exited from having the sacrifice brought, the Korban Pesach, so they would settle, they would stay until Matzah Shabbos, they would stay V'yoshvala B'harabayis, they would stay in the Harabayis. Shnia, the second group, obviously you couldn't have everybody sitting in the same place, Bechel, they would stay in a section called Chel. Vashlishis, and the third group, Bimkoma Omedes, they would stay put in the Azara. Chashecha, once it became Azar Shabbos, and then they were allowed to go home. So then everybody would go and take their Karban Pesach and roast the Karban Pesach. Yotzu, then they would leave Chashecha when it became Azar Shabbos. Tzalus Pescheim, and they would go ahead and roast the Karban Pesach. Where Erev Pesach were not on Shabbos, in a typical weekday, then immediately following the sacrifice of the Karban, they would roast the Karban Pesach. So it would be eaten. All the roasting and all the preparations would all be done before Pesach starts. However, because when Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, the roasting of the korban is not Docha Shabbos, so you have to wait till Matzah Shabbos. With this, we end Mishnah Yud, which is the final Mishnah of Perek Hay, and we look forward to continuing with you next time and beginning Perek Shishi.